Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
Oh, man, they can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros, baby. How about that win?
I think you're finding us a little bit more positive than we were going to be. Like, I already made a thumbnail, and we were talking about how negative we're going to be, what's going on with Yimi Garcia, what's going on with this offense. But this was a little bit better conversation. And speaking of having a good conversation, Spotify Green Room is a great place to have a good conversation. This episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join us this week. We're probably going to do it on Friday and Saturday after a game, before the game, and get in on the action. Spotify Green Room is changing the way you talk about sports. So, yeah, this was one of those games that was it was kind of back and forth game. It looked like Jake Odorizzi was on cruise control through four innings. He had only thrown 43 pitches. And then that dreaded fifth inning happened. And then he threw I think he ended up with 66 pitches. So doing the quick math, that was 23 pitches he threw in the fifth inning. He gave up the two runs. And I know a lot of people said, but Eric, he only allowed two runs in five innings. That's a good start. I know. I wasn't saying he was having a bad start, but everybody was saying he's doing so great through four innings. And then what happens? He kind of fell apart. And so that's why I threw that tweet out there. But yeah, Jake Odorizzi is a totally different pitcher. Does that mean I think that he's going to be the playoff stud that everybody wants him to be? No. But before we focus too much on Jake Odorizzi, let's talk about this win, dude. I didn't think it was going to happen
I think you do have to talk about Jake Odorizzi in this win, because even though that fifth inning came, he only gave up two runs, Eric. Right. And at the time, you only had two runs. And that was the big worry, because the Astros they don't have a great record. Okay. I've got it right here. In two run games, they are 8-12 this year. In one run games, they are 15-16. Okay. And Blummer and Callis showed the graphic during the game. The last 14 games, when they score four runs or more, they're 7-0. When they score less than three runs, they are 0-7. They haven't won a game. And so today felt like it was going to be one of those things. Right. Jose Altuve finally hit another home run. He hadn't hit a home run, I think, since the trade deadline. It's been a long time. It has been a season almost.
This is since July 30th, since he's hit.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So it was the trade deadline. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually 134 at bats. And since we're throwing stats out there, somebody asked me on Twitter, Jake Odorizzi gave up the two runs with two outs. And somebody on Twitter said, man, it feels like we always give up outs with runs with two outs. And it's actually not the case. I looked up the stats and on Baseball Reference, and with two outs with runners in scoring position, the opponents have a slash line of 203, 299, 335, 634 with a it's the OPS plus, I forgot what it was at first, plus 76. And so let's compare that to late and close. Their slash line is 218, 300, 368, 669 of plus 94. So they're closer to being basically opponents being about league average late close games than they are with runners in scoring position with two outs. So the Astros it seems like when it happens with two outs, you remember it, because it sucks when it happens with two outs, like happened with Jake Odorizzi today. He almost got out of that situation. He almost pitched his way out of it, but unfortunately it happens.
No, yeah. And I mean, this is a game where you didn't have to do a ton, but I mean, you know, the Astros did have 12 hits. They were like 2 for 13 with runners in scoring position, but when they needed to get it done, they got it done. And so, yeah, of course, because he's a math teacher, I get that. But at the end of the day, one of the things we need to focus on is Maldonado being behind the plate. Number two, Bregman and Correa both hitting like tanks, both hitting walk-off hits. I mean, this is when this lineup is healthy, there is not a lineup, mark my words, in the American League that can take this team on and have a legitimate shot at beating them. I'm just being real honest. When they're healthy and when they're hitting, not even the Rays, not even the top scoring team in the AL, when this team is on, it is potent. And when you have guys that aren't hitting or not doing, it's like we play 9 innings. We don't play 7 innings. We play the full 9 innings, and they showed that tonight. And things could have fallen apart. The relief pitchers could have come in and really crapped the bed, and they didn't. And you'd love to see a win like this. Close games, they haven't fared so well this year. They did it tonight. And for Bregman to do it, for Bregman to tie it up right after Brantley barely missed a two-run bomb. If Brantley hits a two-run bomb and Bregman hits that home run, game over. We're not even talking about an extra inning
Game over,
walk-off.
man. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how you do it. This team has got swagger, they've got confidence, and I love seeing what they did tonight, because I honestly thought, and everybody else thought it too, that this game was going to end 4-2, Mariners win.
All right, so to give the Astros, so let's look at the Astros hitting wise, with
Okay.
two outs and runners in scoring position, as opposed to the opposition. The slash line is 254, 357, 407, 764, with the OPS plus of 112. So that shows that's like what, almost a 30, 40 point difference there. So that shows why the Astros record is what they are, because they do a lot better with runners in scoring position with two outs.
Yeah.
And so we've seen that a lot. And so I wasn't surprised when Bregman hit that home run. And even with late and close games, we've seen that with the late games where Correa hits that big home runs and when he feels sexy and all that. But the OPS plus in late and close games is the OPS plus is 97, which is pretty good. That's almost league average.
And Carlos Correa continues to do his future favors by hitting in key situations, proving to the Astros that he is worth every bit of a big contract that he is asking for. And he's zero in, and I don't know if you've noticed, but when he makes contact, he is honed in on that baseball like a heat-seeking missile. And I think there's more to come from him. I really think this, Eric, and not just because I'm on this emotional high from this win, but I think you're going to see Bregman have a breakout playoff where he actually hits for average and does some real damage this year in the playoffs, because he's been on the sideline so much. He has an itch and a desire to go out and prove that he is the Alex Bregman that got the MVP stolen from Mike Trout.
Yeah. So I think we heard last week or the week before. I'm losing track of the weeks, but I think that definitely we see that we see Carlos Correa has this desire to stay. Now it's all a matter of fact of can the Astros afford to keep him? How long? I know we've been having a side conversation
Yeah.
off air, like how many years is it going to take? I know you said 6 to 8 years. I think it's going to take a little bit more than that. Are the Astros going to commit to that? There's just so much that goes into this. And this sounds like a perfect conversation for Spotify Green Room. So come join us this weekend and let's just talk about the Carlos Correa's contract. So talk to us about Spotify.
Yeah, so Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports. The app is free. Download it today. And once you have it, you can talk with myself or Eric the Man Heisman. Look him up, Eric Heisman. Look me up at H-Town Wheelhouse. You can talk about us real time with your favorite team, your favorite sport. That is Astros baseball. You'll find fans just like you in Green Room, watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to the big news, like the big walk-off win by the Houston Astros. Locked On Astros podcast will be hitting the Green Room Friday or Saturday every week. That's right. Check us out if you go there, join the MLB room, the NFL, the NHL, the NBA, and follow us. Once we go live, it'll let you know. It'll send you a notice, and then you can come up on stage, talk with us. You become part of the show. You can co-host with us. That's right. You can be part of the Locked On Astros team. Go to Green Room and get the app today. It's easy to download. It's a perfect place to have a conversation. You'll find all the Locked On hosts there. Check it out today.
All right. So speaking of that, let's help people with their fantasy lineups. It's the playoffs right now. So tell us a little bit about Stat Hero.
Okay. So here's the thing. Everybody knows that 85% of people who play fantasy sports lose. It's just a reality. It's not surprising. The game's rigged against you, but we're playing, you know, you're sitting there playing against thousands of lineups, not to mention experts who have more time and tools. So I'm introducing to you guys Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows off their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name the stakes. Winner take all, you have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. You are in total control. Stat Hero is DFS the way it was meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero now and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. Sign up for free, and right now you get 3x back on your first play. That's right. They're giving you 300% match, and that's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/lockedon. stathero.com/lockedon.
Oh, my gosh. I've got some juicy comments from Jake Odorizzi. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
We may have to put some expletives on this little podcast right here. Okay, we got a lot of people listening. So, you ready?
Yes.
Honestly, I think it's bull, basically, that the Astros are taking him out after 2x through the order.
Who said that?
Jake Odorizzi.
Jake Odorizzi said that about himself?
No, that the Astros are taking him out after 2x through the order.
Oh,
and he says he thinks it's bullshit. And he said, I had 66 pitches through 5 innings. I don't really know what needs to be said other than that. I'm glad we won. If not, I'll be the subject of blame. Actually, Jake, I know I said that you hit a wall in my little thumbnail, but I was going to offer you a lot of praises because, yes, you hit that wall, but I think that you pitched great. Yes, you threw 43 pitches through the first 4 innings and then for some whatever happened in the 5th inning. But we see you. We see what's going on here. And unfortunately, it just was a bad situation there. And, yeah, the splitter was not great there. I don't think the Astros trust you, buddy. H-Town Wheelhouse trust you to go through more than now, 2x.
Hold on, wait. Okay, so order. Hold on. There's been a lot of like social media shade thrown at me tonight. about saying,
don't worry about that. Just talk about this.
You know, Dusty Baker with the losses. Jake Odorizzi, I have come off a lot of my criticism because he has done more good than bad. Now, 3 of his last really good 4 starts have been against the Mariners and with Maldonado behind the plate, so I think there's something to that. I know he was getting some criticism. Someone was trying to criticize the fact that Maldonado was calling a strike down the middle like a fastball with 2 strikes, and he wasn't using his curveball. He only uses his curveball 4% of the time. That's called a show-me pitch, and you only use that when you're trying to show them something, throw them off. And so Odorizzi takes personal responsibility for what's going on, and I bet you he does listen, not necessarily to our show, but to what people say. And he knows the word on the street is, after 2x through the lineup, Odorizzi is vulnerable. He may be simply because when his pitches aren't moving the way he wants them to, they're easier to hit. The 3rd time through the lineup, I think with any pitcher, is dangerous unless you're like an elite guy, okay? With that being said, Odorizzi only gave up 2 runs. He didn't give up a 10-run inning to the Mariners. The Astros just weren't supporting him with more runs at the time, so it looked more... It looked awful. You know, J.P. Crawford hits a double. I mean, scores 2 runs, and it's like, oh, my God, here we go. It's frustrating. The Astros are not going to come out of this, and they did. That's why baseball is a team sport, and that's why you win as a team, you lose as a team. It's not one player. It's everybody involved.
Thoughts by Dusty.
Here's Dusty Baker on Kyle Seager. I don't care if I see that guy until next year. He's got like 6 or 7 home runs against us. That's enough. Okay. Also, this is Dusty Baker on the comeback win. It lets you know what you're capable of. Dusty Baker also, who knows? We may still get the best record in American League. We don't know how this is going to shake out. We still got 3 games with Tampa Bay here. You want every advantage you can get, especially the way we are much loved at home. I guess Tampa is not loved at home. He didn't say that, but I'm out of that. So.
Well, no, I don't think he means. Well, I mean, here's the thing. Tampa is at 88 wins. We're at 81.
Yeah.
That is quite a wide gap that we have to make up. I don't think we make it to that spot. I don't know that you want that number one spot. I like the number two spot for the Astros better in the bracket, and we can break that down later. We have our friend Larry the GM coming in, and yes, he is not good third time through the order, but you know what? I want Odorizzi taking that personally. I want him knowing that people say that. Maybe that motivates him. Maybe that helps him. But the bottom line is this, you've got to limit your mistakes. And if a pitcher is especially vulnerable the third time through the lineup, then you can't keep him out there. And so at times, Dusty Baker's moves have been great. At times, they've been questionable. You know, I mean, Stanek comes in, Eric, and let's just be honest. If Stanek gives up a home run to J.P. Crawford that like hit that tank to right field that barely went foul, you know, we have a different game on our hands.
Right.
Because, man, when you throw smoke like that, you've got to be hitting the spot that you're trying to hit. And Stanek came in, and my heart leapt a little bit. Kyle Tucker with the amazing defense. I mean, we're not talking about this kid's glove. It is that right there is what really saved the game.
And especially the Kelnick. I mean, the Mariners, they just make too many defensive, offensive, I mean, like running errors. I know the Astros make their running errors. I don't know what the Astros fans, they have this little analogy for it, but Kelnick, he ran into who was the outfielder out there, but that was terrible out there, and he had no business trying to go make that play. And then also you had the Murphy, he should have tagged on that play that Tucker made. So there's a lot of plays out there, and so I don't think the Mariners are ready to be a playoff team. I think they're 1 or 2 years away, and I think Kelnick is going to be a part of that playoff team. He's going to be a big part of it, but dude, he's got to this whole offseason, he's got to work on his defense because it's terrible out there, and it's terrible. And speaking of defense, did you see the pitchers going out there and working on their fielding drills before the game today? This is September, and we have all the relievers out there going out there and working on this. That means that they're serious about this, and they don't want to make any mistakes in the playoffs. And that means something. It's like finding the right belt bar for your. I don't know. Tell us about Built Bar. I was trying to lead into that.
That's okay. Built Bar is delicious. They have amazing flavors. They're wrapped in 100% chocolate. They're great for the healthy, conscious guy or girl. Whether you're Stanek at the disco or you're Kendall Graveman coming in, try to keep things close, or whether you're Alex Bregman wanting to crush baseballs into the Crawford boxes, or even Carlos Correa trying to score Yuli on a game walk-off, ending ground rule double, go check out Built Bar. Go to built.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off. You can get flavors like strawberry, orange, salted caramel, double chocolate, mint brownie, raspberry. The sky's the limit. They're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, ranging from 130 to 180 calories. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. All the flavors you want, all tasty, all healthy for you. So go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15. Remember, they are consumed by not only Locked On host listeners, but they're also consumed by the USA track and field team and Division I football teams as well. Check them out at built.com.
All right, so I know a lot of y'all don't have, aren't able to watch the game, and you missed Alex Bregman's big home run and then Carlos Correa's walk-off. If you had DirecTV, you wouldn't miss it. Tell us about DirecTV.
So does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and then you've got your neighbor's best friends log in for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package.
All right. So Lord Lazenby said that Breggy bomb lit my face up like Christmas morning. Yes.
I like it.
Yes. So basically, that's how it was. Like, we were all ready to get going on our podcast, and we were like, okay, this is going to be depressing. What are we going to talk about? And we're kind of going over our outline, and we're like, okay, well, let's change everything up now. And so I was talking about
Brad. I think we jinxed it because
we reverse jinxed
it. We did reverse. So you started with the graphic. I did the Astros lose 4-2 to the Mariners. They fall in game two. They hope to come back Wednesday in game three in a day game to hopefully win the series. They still have a commanding lead in the AOS. And I was just trying to be, you know, somewhat positive, but kind of bummed that they were losing. Right. And I made that because I wanted to like go live and be done with it. And then, I was like, hey, I think our reverse jinxes worked. So you're welcome, guys. The Locked On Astros team has your back.
Speaking of which, I know the Oakland A's game is still going on, but right as of recording right now, the Astros have a 6.5 game lead over the A's and the Mariners. So hopefully if the Astros keep on playing well, the games towards the end of the month and into the first of the October won't mean anything. They can kind of start resting guys. You're still going to have to pitch some of these guys, but at least you can start kind of resting some of your bats, start resting, not kind of limiting innings so they're not so tired. But what we're seeing right now is we're seeing the bats come alive a little bit. I know you were talking about if the Astros lose this game, we're going to blame this on the offense because they stranded a lot of runners. I think
they did. I mean, they still did strand a lot of runners. They did leave a lot of guys, runners in scoring position. But, you know, I mean, you're always going to try to find things. Like if you're a true professional, even when you win, you're going to find ways that you can improve because you're never satisfied with the results because you can always do better the next day, no matter what happens.
Yes. We already kind of addressed the other Rizzy, and I probably said words I shouldn't have on this podcast. Oh. So we're not saying those words again because I think I can only say it twice and then I have to mark a certain thing. So
oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
So I think I'm still underneath the little threshold, so we can't say it anymore. But anyway, so Odorizzi, he hasn't been happy with the way he's been on training wheels all year. And I think he's a little bit frustrated. And wouldn't you be too? I mean, I've got the stats for the where is it? I have it right. But basically, if you look at his starts, he's been five innings basically for all year almost. But I have the here they are. His last six starts, five innings, zero earned runs, 81 pitches, then 5 1/3 innings, four earned runs, 89 pitches, 5 2/3 innings, one earned run, 100 pitches, five innings pitched, two earned runs, 88 pitches, five innings pitched, one earned run, 87 pitches, five innings pitched, two earned runs, 66 pitches. Overall, 31 innings, a 2.90 ERA. So he's pitching well. He's just not being let down. And I think that the magic number at the end of yesterday's
game was 20.
So I believe it should be 19 as of right now.
It was, yes, when we were 5.5 games up, it was 20 for the division, 21 for the wild card. And so after today, with 6.5, it should be 19 for the division and 20 for the wild card, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, so it all depends on what happens to the Mariners. But yeah, there's a lot to go on. But the Astros are 81-57 right now. And I still don't know why the Mariners bunted in that inning, in that 10th inning. I don't know.
Oh, against Stanek, yeah, what are you doing trying to bunt 99 mile an hour? That was not a good move. That was not a good call.
I don't understand. Like, the Mariners have been playing some great baseball. They're on a 5-game winning streak, and how they approached the whole fifth inning was crazy. How they didn't advance on that one that Kyle Tucker made a great catch on. It's just the whole 10th inning was terrible. Terribly played by the Mariners. And so the Astros took advantage of it. And I know a lot of people made a big deal about Carlos Gray. He did not bunt, and Carlos Gray is not being paid to bunt. And so he got that big double. And so the Astros won 5-4. So this is a much better series so far than the last two series, because the Astros won the first game of those two series, then they lost the last two. And this felt like that was going down that course, but luckily they came back and salvaged this one.
No, yeah, definitely. Again, great win, great team win. I mean, Bregman, like I said, this guy has been frustrated, and he's got on the ninth, he's got some like special little short film that someone basically chronicled like his rehab and all the struggles he had. And apparently his walk-up song is Ain't No Sunshine, or is going to be. And you know, Bregman is the ultimate, like, he is a grinder, he is a worker, and he has a lot of pride. And that's one of the things that people outside of Houston don't like about Bregman, because he's so arrogant, because he's so prideful. But that's what drives him. That's what helps him to become one of the best defensive third basemen in the league, one of the most dangerous hitters in the league when he's on. And he's the guy that has the eye of the tiger. When you've got him, I mean, look at the infield. We were looking at it the other day, Bregman, Correa, Altuve, Gurriel. The infield is complete now, Eric. This infield is complete. And we got Yordan. We got Brantley. We got Tucker. We got Jake and Chaz. I mean, I haven't even mentioned our catchers. This team is the team to beat, period.
Right. So here's how – I don't know if this was before or after Odorizzi's comment, but this is what Dusty Baker had to say about Odorizzi only going 5 innings. It's time for us to face the music. Maybe that's how it is for now. We don't have time to experiment too much more.
That's just great. Well, hold on, Jake. Let me tell you how the cow eats a cabbage, son. That's kind of what that sounded like. Well, I know Jake's a little ticked off, but let me tell Jake who's in charge here.
Yeah, so I don't know which one was in response to which, but that was kind of classic. But it just, but even I was like, 66 pitches. I mean, at least give him a chance to go 6 innings. Dusty.
I can see, like, you know how you and I are right next to each other on the screen. I can see them like in the same room, but like separated by a wall. And Dusty go, "What was that joke? You know, Oda, what was that? What do you have to say?" Okay, that's what I thought.
One more quote from Dusty. I'm not sure if I even said this already, but this was as big a victory as we've had probably all year. Why? Because he didn't say this, but why? Because it's against a division rival who's been creeping up right behind you. Objects in the air are closer than they appear.
Exactly. No, I mean, this, like I said, I mean, I read the record to you earlier about what our record is in one-run games and two-run games. And it's not where you think an 81 team win would be, you know. And so at the end of the day, yes, everybody uses that phrase. Everybody got pregnant tonight. Yes. Gotta love that shirt. That's definitely a classic. But the Astros keep rolling, and right. You know what's great is they get to stay home. They get an off day. They've got the Angels coming in, and outside of Ohtani hitting a home run or maybe getting a start, they don't really have much going for them.
So updated, the most home runs against the Astros in the history is Pujols with 62, Kyle Seager with 31, Nelson Cruz with 27, Mike Trout with 25, and Justin Upton with 21. And also Michael Brantley with his 17th three-hit night of the season.
Nice.
And breaking news is that Forrest Whitley is reporting to West Palm Beef.
He threw today. He threw at West Palm. He started his throwing program.
Started his throwing program. That does not mean he's going to report for
No. He's out this year. He's not pitching this year at all. He's out for this
year. And a lot of people were saying, well, why don't you add him to the 60-man, the 60-day IL? The reason why you can't do that is because you would start his service clock. And so then you'd lose some service time with that. So that's the reason why you can't do that. Yes, you would love to open that that roster spot. And so,
hey, I have a question. Do you limit Jake Meyers at bats so that he can keep his rookie status for next year, and maybe try to compete for a rookie of the year type campaign? I mean, because if he gets 130 at bats, he's a rookie. And I mean, do you save him? Do you just? I don't know. I'm just saying. Something I thought of tonight.
I don't think that they're looking at that. I think they're looking at trying to get to playoffs this year and trying to have the best record they can do. So is that confirmed? Is Ohtani starting on Saturday night?
I don't know. I'm going to look. I just put that up there. That now I will just for those of y'all wondering, because I know you're all clamoring to know when I'm going to the game next. I'm joking. I'm actually going to go to Friday and Saturday's game. So I'll be there in attendance. If you're there, and if I have some Locked On Astros stickers, I'll definitely hand you some. So look me up on Twitter Friday night, Saturday night. I will be there in attendance, probably meeting up around fifth inning at St. Arnold's. Come say hi, you know, if we haven't met you.
All right. Pedro Baez has also started a throwing program. So whether he returns this season, we don't know. Rafael Montero, we don't know what's really going on with him, but he's also started a throwing program. So it sounds like a lot of people are starting a throwing program. And Jason Castro, a lot of people saw him running on the field before the game. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to make a return from his knee discomfort. So I know that Garrett Stubbs is on the team right now. So hopefully he's able to return at some point. But the Astros are doing pretty good right now, and this was an exciting game. This was I don't want to say this was a must win, but I'm not going to go all crazy and say that Jake Odorizzi is a terrible pitcher anymore. He is improving. The Astros just don't want to take the training wheels off of him.
I don't think he's
getting frustrated. He is that 5 or 6 year old that it wants his dad to take the training wheels off, and Dusty Baker just won't.
I mean, you know, Larry the GM just flashed up his numbers third time through the lineup.
I'm just saying 390. Saying where he's coming from. We know the stats. The stats don't lie. But I'm just saying where Odorizzi's frustration is coming from. So
And that's fine. Then he needs to improve when he's going the third time through the lineup.
Well, Baker won't even give him a chance.
And see, this is what's weird, because this is a different Dusty, because Dusty's reputation is ruining guys' arms, is making it, like, having them pitch longer than they're supposed to. It's a completely it's like a 180. And so, but I think with the Astros, it has a lot more to do with Dusty. And that's something that I didn't focus on early in the season. Brent Strom, their pitching staff, their coaching staff is very intentional on everything they do. And so, make no bones about it. They're going to try to put the team in the best position to win. They don't care about your feelings.
And congrats to Jeremy Pena. He hit his first AAA home run tonight. So
nice.
He dealt with a big injury this year, so he's came back. And so congrats to that. So we have an early game tomorrow. So congratulations if you're able to take off. I've missed too much time with my surgery. So
we gave away more tickets. Yeah, we gave away more tickets for that. And hey, September the 18th, I have an exclusive interview with Jeremy Pena at Consolation Field. So you guys will get to hear that when I get that up here in about a week or two.
So tomorrow's game is going to be Mr. Anderson, Tyler Anderson, which is 6-9 record with a 4.08 ERA versus Jose Urquidy. And so this should be an interesting matchup. I'll definitely be tuning in when I can while I'm teaching. But hopefully the Astros go for a sweep, and the Astros don't need they need no mercy. Just go for I don't want to say the K word, but just knock him out. And I can say that K word, but just knock him out and just
go for the kill.
No mercy. I've already said enough bad words tonight.
Well, go for the kill is not a bad word. Just like go to like get them out of the playoffs. We don't care about other teams. Yeah. All we care about is our team getting there.
Oh, it is on YouTube tomorrow. I can watch it
Oh, it's on YouTube. Cool. Oh, are they going to give away a cool YouTube trophy again?
All right. Everybody can watch the game tomorrow. So that's awesome. So that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Make sure you go subscribe to us on YouTube and make sure you keep on listening to us on Odyssey, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast. Continue listening to Locked On Astros podcast. Don't forget to check out the Locked On Bets podcast. They give you all the news about who to bet on, where the favorites, and they probably will tell you the Astros odds making the playoffs. So guys, we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Locked On Astros podcast. See you later.